That is just really something. I've never even lived in a boxcar, and this just is so beautiful. I just can't get over it. It really is. That is really. And you bought those from the railroad.
I bought it from my agent, depot agent. He bought it from the railroad.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
He retired, and then we bought. No, he died, and then we bought this place.
Okay. The plural of house is what? If you've got more
plural of house.
Plural of houses.
Plural.
Yeah. If you've got more than one house, you've got two or three
houses.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Houses.
Yeah, right there. He's got me confused.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to do that.
Houses, yes.
Okay. Did the boxcars don't have any windows? So what did you do about that?
No, I cut windows in it.
Okay.
Through the metal.
Okay.
From both ends.
And that was something. It was a metal boxcar then. It wasn't
wooden.
But on
the ends are.
The
ends
was the metal.
Uh-huh.
My goodness.
And I can tell you that when he cut into that metal, of course, he didn't have a window to put in, so we just covered it, and it was almost wintertime.
Yeah, it caught us.
Icicles hanging everywhere.
In our bedroom.
Icicles. Yeah, into the bedrooms back there. Well, we had our little hardships.
What were the windows made out of?
Wood.
Just wood and then
frame. Wood frame, and I fit them in.
I made a wooden
frame and then put this, and set the windows in.
Were they plastic or were
glass?
Okay, glass. Mm-hmm. And what did you put anything over them in the wintertime to make them a little warmer?
We had the blinds.
You had blinds. Mm-hmm. Did you have any of the shades that you pulled
out?
Yeah,
them shades. Mm-hmm.
Do they call those shades or shades on rollers, or do they just call those window shades in this area?
Window shades.
Okay. Do you remember when you were growing up, did your parents have a thing they could look into in the morning maybe to shave?
Mirror?
They had one of those?
Yes.
Did they ever call it a looking glass?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, in Spanish, because they never spoke English.
I see. You're the first to have speak English.
Uh-huh. Us kids.
All the kids.
My dad learned to speak English. Yeah, he could speak the English. And he learned to read and write Spanish too, without any schooling.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So he learned that on his own.
On his own.
You see, you talk about not being educated, but to learn a language, you know, that's just remarkable.
He could write it.
That is really remarkable. The thing your mother would have used to sweep the floor.
Broom.
Okay. And the thing out front here, you would call that a what?
That's yard?
That's attached to the house.
Oh, that porch.
That you were sitting on. You'd call it a
porch.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. And the things you walk up, if you got a house that has two
upstairs?
Okay, and upstairs. Mm-hmm. And the things you would walk up would be
stairs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was wondering and you'll just have to excuse me if I'm kind of rambling around because I don't get an opportunity very much to interview someone who's worked in the railroad. So some of the questions I'm trying to redirect. When y'all were living here, did you have a place outside like a cellar, a storm cellar, or anything like that to store food or meat or anything like that, like built into the earth?
Where?
Over there in the mom house.
Mom
what
did
they call them? Them?
Cellar?
Yes.
You did have a cellar.
They called it, they had another name for it. Huh. Made out of dirt, remember that you'd go down and get, she kept all her stuff to keep cool and stuff.
Huh. So they did have
cellar.
So they did have like
a
cellar. Okay, that's very helpful. Can you remember what, did y'all have any, I'm wondering what kind of things you would have used to sit on or, you mentioned y'all had beds, but did you have anything else like furniture?
Well, when I was home, before I was married, yes, my dad used to make all that out of benches.